And welcome to another Global Liberty Alliance podcast. This is your host, Jason Poblet, coming to you today for a quick aftertake on the show we recorded last week with Caleb McCary. I'm down in Miami, Florida this week, meeting with folks. I happen to have had a chance encounter with a friend, talked about the program. He had listened to it and was asking me, hey, have you changed your position on how we deal with our friends 90 miles away in communist Cuba? And I said, no, absolutely not. In fact, I've been using that same argument for a long time. Basically, it boils down to enforce the law, do as Congress instructed in the late 90s, have some political will, put some muscle into it, maybe good things will happen. But it hasn't happened, and that's the point of what Caleb and I were talking about. I also then listened to a podcast by a former congressman, Congressman Joe Garcia, who happens to be from down here, from the Miami area. And I've known Joe a long time, and we disagree politically on a lot of stuff. But I guess since we both are strong-willed people and have a particular point of view on certain things, we've gravitated toward one another on and off over the years and have had many a robust conversation. At times we were angry at each other, saying some stuff that maybe you wouldn't put on a PG-13 podcast, but anyhow, I think he's well-intentioned. I think he's good people. I just disagree with perhaps how he maybe glosses over certain things or maybe conflates certain things. I guess that's the art of politics. And something he said in that podcast, which I will include in the program notes below, involves what to do next about Cuba. And he's been to Cuba a few times and has spent time engaging with people that I consider part of the elite down there. And that basically boils down to sons and daughters and officials of the Communist Party. Some of them, either through an ancestral connection or some of them firsthand, have been involved in potentially gross violation of human rights. And I guess that grates at some of us. But look, that's not the point. I do agree with them that we have to be down there somehow if we ever plan to solve that issue that seems to be eluding U.S. policymakers, either because they don't want to do anything about it or because they don't know how, depending on the side of the issue that you're on. Yet, both Republicans and Democrats, and those who support engaging with the people down there now and those who don't, we seem to gloss over a few things, although I think on our side of the aisle, we are a little more focused on this than the other side, is that you can't move forward without justice and accountability. Can't gloss it over. Even waiting for people to die, which is a strategy of some people on the left, it's just not going to work. So we have to deal with that issue head on and make clear that there will be justice and accountability. And for those of us who desire to have this a bloodless process, a peaceful process, you need to talk about it. And sometimes it will mean confronting the people who we really dislike the most. What justice and accountability will look like in the case of Cuba, we don't know. Although that process has started, it has been litigated in U.S. federal courts, it has been taken to international tribunals in places such as the Organization of American States Human Rights Commission. Maybe it'll end up in some tribunal, special tribunal someday. But whatever that looks like, you need to talk to each other. And on that, Congressman Garcia and I agree. How we go about it? Well, that's the subject for another show. And maybe he'll join us here one day and we can talk about that. But from that show with Caleb, listen to it carefully and let me know what you think. Even if it's not an issue involving Cuba, it can involve transition issues involving many countries. And even right here in our own country, where you have a lot of back and forth between the political parties, and I've seen it close up, spent a long time working in the political system in Washington, D.C., and you can see how issues that were decided decades ago are still impacting the American political landscape today. So anyhow, focus on that if you're looking at the Cuba issue, even on the Venezuela issue, you just can't forget that either, or Nicaragua. Even some problems in Haiti that we're having today. Heck, friends in Guatemala are dealing with this and have been for a long time. Fellow lawyers down there who are engaged in the liberty space are dealing with old issues, new issues, conflating, trying to relive things that already happened. But that's part of the process. And if you want a peaceful transition, if you want to move on to something better, at times you got to deal with your adversaries. It's just how you do it. Never compromise ever, though, on justice and accountability, which is something that on the Cuba issue has been sorely lacking. So what's next? Well, I guess you're listening to it, and you will continue to hear a lot more about justice and accountability in the months and probably years ahead, as the situation on the island in Cuba takes on politically some interesting pivots that are coming. Some of it brought about by the natural course of life, but others because things are just changing. The people down there after the July 11th protests or uprisings or whatever you want to call them have made clear they want some changes. Economic, of course, is part of this, but I think politically is at the heart of it. So stay tuned for that. I think you'll have a few more programs on here about it. For the folks here on this side of the Straits, folks especially on my side of the aisle, we have to do something more than just call people names, issue press releases, impose sanctions, that sort of stuff. That's what's been happening for. And if you're hearing that in the background, by the way, there's some geese nearby. We are outside today. Do more than just say something is what we think it is and diagnose it and do something to actually move product. Legislatively, probably not. I think this thing has been legislated more than you can imagine. I think right now what needs to happen, based on what I've reviewed, studied, and spoken with, even with people on the island, some of them inside the government, or used to be inside the government, there needs to be a lot more talking, and of course listening carefully, and never let go of the issue of justice and accountability. It has to be there. You keep pressing ahead on that, I think the rest of it will start to fall in line. All right, that's it for today. Until next time, have a good one.